Born again. That's what Jesus called it. We want to study what Jesus meant by that. What could possibly be more important to our souls than to know what it means to be born again? Only once in Jesus' entire ministry do we hear Jesus saying, "You must be born again." Just once. And it's in the conversation that he had with Nicodemus in John chapter 3. I want to take a close look at that section of the scriptures. Up to now, we've seen that the Bible clearly teaches that Jesus had to die and be buried and be resurrected and ascend into heaven and to offer himself to the Father and be accepted by the Father in order for the new birth to be made possible for us. So it's only reasonable to say that no one was born again before Jesus ascended into heaven. There's no scripture that literally says that. That's not the revelation. That's the result of understanding the revelation. That's looking and believing in the scriptures concerning Jesus' work and then being reasonable about what we find. Here in John chapter 3, when he describes the new birth to Nicodemus, Jesus tells of something connected with the new birth that occurs every single time someone is born of the Spirit of God. When Jesus spoke about a new birth, he was preaching a new doctrine never heard of since the world began. He was, in fact, speaking a prophecy when he said, "You must be born again," because he was talking about something that could not be experienced while he was here in the flesh. Nicodemus was not an enemy of Jesus Christ. He was probably a believer, one of those secret believers that were living at that time. We're told in John chapter 3 that he came to Jesus by night. He was a Pharisee, and yet he said he knew that Jesus was sent from God. In John 3 verse 2, Nicodemus said, "We know." He said, "We know." There was a group of people among the Pharisees who believed in Jesus, and that's exactly what we're told in John chapter 12, verse 42. Listen, it says, "Among the chief rulers, many believed on him, but because of their fear of the Pharisees, because they did not want to be put out of their sect, they did not confess their faith in Jesus, lest they should be excommunicated or put out of the synagogue." And verse 43 adds this sad note, "For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God." Are you of a similar spirit? Afraid to be put out of your little group if God shows you that His way is different from what you have been taught? Are you among the many people who will not follow after the Spirit of God in order to save face among men? There are many in that place. Make up your mind now that whatever is right, you are going to follow if God will give you the grace to do it. It will be worth whatever it takes, whatever persecution may follow. You may be made the joke of the town, but that's okay. Jesus was too. Those men from John chapter 12 believed in Jesus, but they did not want to be put out of their religious group. They believed that Jesus was sent by God, but they dared not say it lest their fellow worshipers should mock them the way they mocked Jesus. Think about it. The men who mocked Jesus praised the prophets, but the prophets were dead. Now that Jesus is in heaven, many religious men will praise the prophets and Jesus, but deny the power of the Holy Ghost that Jesus sent to take His place. What we want to do is to catch up with what God is doing right now and praise Him for